Saladin Ahmed is a science fiction and fantasy writer. He writes novels, poetry, and comics. Lots of comics. Ahmed is the author of the Black Bolt series by Marvel. He's also working on another series for Marvel called Exiles. And he has his own comic series for Boom Studios called Abbott. Busy guy. Ahmed grew up in an Arab American community in Dearborn, Michigan. I asked him if that influenced his decision to write comics.
It was a pretty massive influence on me, kind of generally as a writer, in terms of kind of me imagining things. I grew up both in a kind of immigrant community and a factory town. And so I grew up with the sort of sounds of Arabic and the smells of the food and things around me, and a lot of enforcement of my heritage from my family. And so, and that's always sort of included these sort of stories of wonder and this sort of old family lore and kind of religious stories and other stuff that I think have always sort of nurtured my sense of wonder. And being in a factory town, this kind of hard scrabble, you know, I grew up a couple blocks from the first kind of big automotive plant in America, Henry Ford's first big factory. And, you know, it was very much a kind of Rust Belt upbringing. And just the physical landscape was very science fictional.
Certainly, your 2012 fantasy book, Throne of the Crescent Moon, that seems to be a direct outgrowth of growing up Arab American. Tell us about it.
Yeah, a few years ago, I published Throne of the Crescent Moon, which is a sort of fantasy novel that at the time was, I think, described by some folks as Lord of the Rings meets the Arab Spring, which was funny because I sort of wrote it before the Arab Spring came to full flower. But certainly, it was a book about Islam and democracy and Arab politics and all of that stuff, but in a made-up fantasy world that sort of took its inspiration from the Arab world in the same way that Tolkien or George R. R. Martin's worlds take their inspiration from some fantasy version of medieval Europe.
Now, the comics genre is one that's pretty white and pretty non-ethnic in terms of the writers. Do you bring a conscious Arab-American identity to writing comics, or is that reading too much into it?
I do. And I always feel sorry for journalists like yourself, because there's no right way to cover this, because if I'm described as an Arab American writer, I get resentful, right? Because I'm just a writer. But neglecting the fact that I'm Arab American also feels like sort of shorting what I'm trying to do in my work. I mean, my ethnic identity, my racial identity has always been a big part of how I see myself in the world. And I know it's been a big part of how the world sees me, just based on my name alone. And, you know, I've never been allowed to forget that. I've never really tried to forget that. And it's true that the creators in comics, although there have been all sorts of creators of color whose stories have been kind of lost or invisibilized or papered over, it's true that the talent generally has been dominated by white folks. But the readership has always been remarkably diverse. Comics has always been a sort of great popular reading of America. Way more people have read comics generally than read novels, you know. It's changed some in recent years, but certainly for decades, that was our popular mythology. And that's coming back with all these characters creeping into the movie. So I think it's super important to me to think about, you know, whose stories are being told there and who's getting to tell the stories, and, you know, what perspectives are people bringing to it. And I'm pretty unapologetic about the fact that that stuff informs how I tell a story. I don't think it overdetermines how I tell a story. You know, it's not a straight line, but yeah, it's always going to be a big thread for me.
I know besides your writing, you're an activist around Arab and Muslim identity issues. Do you see your success as an author across a number of genres as a piece of that activism?
Oh, gosh. I'd never describe myself as an activist per se. I mean, I'm a writer, but I do suppose that I'm sort of an activist writer in some sense, in that, you know, I'm out there. I talk all the time to kind of younger Muslim and Arab American writers, but also just, you know, minority writers, people coming from kind of marginalized backgrounds in general, write me pretty regularly. I'm in contact with folks on Twitter. And yeah, I take it as part of my task to kind of open up the field and provide some sort of example, both in my work and by my career. But I'd stop pretty far short of calling myself an activist, because that's the folks in the street doing the hard work.
Well, it's interesting what you just said, because a new series you're working on is one you created yourself. It's called Abbott. It's set in the 1970s, and the main character is a tough African-American journalist called Elena Abbott. Who is she, and what's her backstory?
Yeah, sure. Elena is sort of my tribute to a familiar type in film and comics and TV of the sort of paranormal investigator, the dogged, intrepid seeker of truth who sort of uncovers something mysterious and dark going on in our everyday world, right? So Abbott is the story of a black woman journalist kind of carving her way in the very white man's world of newspaper journalism in the early 70s in Detroit. And she's, of course, got a tragic backstory, because every noir hero needs a sort of tragic backstory, right? She's lost her husband to sort of dark, mysterious forces that murdered him in front of her eyes, although no one really seems to believe her. And it's a story about her coming back on the trail of these dark occult forces a few years later. And so in that sense, it's very conventional sort of occult detective, you know, noir story. But it's also very much about Detroit in the 70s and race relations and gender politics and urban politics and white flight and black empowerment and just a whole stew of things that I think are really relevant today. And at the center of all of them is journalism. You know, the hero of Abbott, Elena, is a journalist. She's not an FBI agent. She's not a cop. And that's a very determined choice that for me is both about, as you say, kind of bringing a different perspective to comics, one that is maybe a little more skeptical of the inherent heroism of law enforcement, but also for me is a kind of contemporary question of the truth and digging, going after the truth being important and the stories we tell being really important. And so kind of putting a hero where that instead of shooting a gun is at the center of things, even though there are lots of cool monsters and magic and stuff happening in the series. It's really about those down-to-earth questions.
That was Saladin Ahmed. He writes comics, novels, poetry, just about everything, really. You can check out some of Ahmed's work and get more of his backstory. That's at PRI.org.